Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air right now at 7 past the hour. Michael Harrison joins me. I'm Doug Steffen to do what we do every week at this time, and that is go through the stories that Talkers has gleaned from listening to lots of talk radio programs, talk to hosts, and understanding what's going on in this fabulous medium called News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison has been doing it for decades. We've been doing this program for decades. We highlight it with the top 10 stories, the list of the stories, and the people as we begin every hour of this in that way. So let's do the list and see how much different it is this week, Michael, from last week.
It's always a little different. It's always a little the same. It's amazing how that works. Overlapping moments in time. At number 10, we have a tie between two very powerful celebrity gossip stories. One is Queen Elizabeth II's Jubilee. Yes, she is a celebrity in addition to being the head of state. That's a very strange set of circumstances. And that's tied with the Johnny Depp Amber Heard verdict. We hadn't had that case on the survey during its course, but the verdict was handed down, and that squeezed it into the top 10 on News Talk Radio. Number 9, social media. Just the whole general scope of things. Social media is always on the survey. It's at number 9. We have a tie at number 8 between race relations and immigration. Number 7, abortion rights. Number 6, the January 6th committee. And that's tied with a whole slew of Donald Trump activities. Can't keep up with all of them. At number 5, partisan politics and elections. Number 4, the Russia-Ukraine war. And that's tied with U.S. foreign relations. We have at number 3, COVID-19. At number 2, the economy, the national mood, and Elon Musk and his brouhaha with his Tesla employees. That's all at number 2. And the mass shootings are preoccupying the nation at number 1. On the People Survey, we have Johnny Depp and Amber Heard at 10, Queen Elizabeth II at 9, John Durham and Michael Sussman at 8, Stacey Abrams at 7, Dr. Mehmet Oz at 6. We'll let Georgia politics. Number 5, Donald Trump, as mentioned earlier, Vladimir Putin at 4, Elon Musk at 3, Janet Yellen at 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. Kind of a week in which stories overlapped each other, and it's generally confusing.
Oh, you didn't do the story about the surfers?
Everybody's gone surfing.
Surfing USA. All right, so taking these things apart, I was trying to earlier, because we know we do a companion hour called the Talk Radio Review with some talk hosts that I'm associated with, and I was looking at all of these things. We spent a whole lot of time on the mass shooting, the number one item of the week, and actually going through, do you know how many mass shootings there have been in America since the beginning of the year? Take a guess.
I can't, but I know it's more than you would imagine. How many?
24.
That's scary.
Where at least 4 people have died in a shootout. And then we started talking about violence and the violent nature of humanity and all of the things that create violence. And do you have to have a gun to be violent? No. There are a lot of people who are violent driving a car or with a knife.
Yeah, that's the old thing. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. But the other side of that is we have a cultural fascination with guns. That weird psychological thing about guns might enhance or amplify the urge for some people to go on killing sprees. Don't know. Those are the two core points that are in.
We have a thing. Do we have a thing with violence? Do we have a thing about what is the? Do you remember? Have you seen the George Carlin HBO special, The Story of His Life? Not his specials, but there's a great overview of somebody who culturally meant a lot to people our age. Would you agree that George Carlin was one of the most important commentators from when we were younger in our 60s through the 70s through the 80s?
No question.
So as he, I'm looking back at some of the stuff he said in the 70s and the 80s and how appropriate it is to today.
Yeah.
You know, you've just, whatever has been going on has been going on and on and on. He talks about war, and he talks about big business, and he talks about, you know, people and the fact that we are mere like ants in an anthill. But the earth will survive well and we'll be gone. And, you know, you wonder, how is that we have, you know, all these people, can they all survive together? That's part of the thing that when I talk about war and stuff on my programs, you know, how is, people want to be in power or in control. And what happens with that? Somebody else is going to come along and want to knock you off. Is that just part of, we all think we're pretty, you know, I'd like to think I was pretty stable and pretty smart, but are we really? I mean, any of us, when you consider we live in this circumstance, this cocoon of violence, like we want to knock ourselves out, like we want to end ourselves, like we want to destroy ourselves.
We do have a death wish as a species. It's really scary when you think about it. But we are a violent species, Homo sapiens. We kill for sport as well as for survival. And that's not something that a lot of other animals do. So that alone tells you our nature. But we human beings are trapped. We found the enemy, and it is us. We're trapped within this complex thing called human nature. And once you understand human nature, it tends to make you understand why people sort of identify themselves by certain political philosophies. It's based on our interpretation of human nature. And human nature is not the easiest thing to deal with.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things we are dealing more and more as the list expands or things happen when you feel like we've got to add, like number 10 this week is the Jubilee for the Queen and the results of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, which is one of the kookiest things. They're both guilty. When was the last time there was a trial and one party is accusing another party of something, and the verdict is, you're both guilty?
There was a countersuit going on. I mean, that's why we have countersuits, you know. Yeah, I'm going to sue you for blah, blah, blah. I'm going to sue you. And look, but you know, isn't it true that there are two sides to every story? Of course, not all the time. But that's basically a truth that we have to consider. And especially in marital disputes, very seldom is one party, you know, totally guilty and the other one completely
exactly.
A victim. It does exist.
Two to tango.
Right. Yeah. But in terms of, you know, normal relationships as opposed to, you know, somebody shooting somebody, you know, there are all kinds of whack jobs out there. And people go into relationships of the heart without using their brain. That's one of the biggest problems. You know, I mean, when you go into a marriage and you're getting involved for life with that thing we just talked about before, that deep, dark, mysterious creature known as another Homo sapiens, well, you better be ready for anything. Mm-hmm. Any encounter with another human being is flirting with danger. You know?
We
don't give each other enough credit for being menacing. Go ahead.
One of the things that you've done to help my career on the radio, you've always had great suggestions over the years, and one of them was for me to do a farm show. And we do the American Family Farmer. And so I was just thinking, there is a connection, there's a tie-in with the discussion we're having now about death and what it is that we do, we have a death wish. And one of the things I came across this week, the leading cause of death in America isn't guns, it isn't car crashes, it isn't drug overdoses, it's food. People dig their graves according to what they eat. Whether it's too much ice cream, too much hamburger, or whatever it is that we put into our bodies. Look at how many people are dying every day because they're obese, they have diabetes, that sort of thing. It's a really, I mean, think about that as a different way of approaching this discussion of death, mass death.
Certainly the health issues, the health care issues, the finances attached to it in the system, really comes down to two schools of thought. One is fix it after it happens, and the other is prevention. Preventive medicine, preventive health measures really is the answer. I mean, you're touching on something very important. I, for one, think if we suddenly made it socially irresponsible to give children sugar.
Yeah.
Don't give them sugar. Don't.
No birthday cake.
No birthday cakes, no ice cream. I mean, with all due respect to the birthday cake and ice cream industries, giving babies sugar candy, ice cream, cake, all of these things, and developing a taste for that. We may as well get, hey, have a cigarette. Hey, have some cocaine. Have some pot. It's a drug that they become addicted to, don't even realize why we have such this thing called a sweet tooth, and that's the core, that's the main core of our problem.
Yeah.
We like to eat crap.
Yeah. Because it tastes good.
Remember, right. But we develop a taste for it. We have to teach our children not to develop a taste for that. We have to have a, we have to reapproach that one aspect of how we teach the next generation. But come on. You got to teach the current generation before you do that. I mean, look at what people eat. Look at the poison that people eat regularly. It's frightening.
Well, but it's part of what we're sold as a culture. We are. You talk about being doomed, and I don't mean to make this a. Oh my God! Listen to the show this week. But you know, drugs. And the things that we are being told legitimately, you can't use marijuana, but you can have all these other drugs that are produced by Pfizer and Moderna and whoever else is out there selling us drugs that are just as bad, but they're legal, as the drugs they say are illegal. And yet, I can tell you from personal experience, all the drug companies are trying to buy up all the marijuana producers. I tell you, that's going on right now. All right, we continue with the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search. Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you. Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Social media is number 9 this week, and I was thinking about how to approach this with you, thinking about the unlimited access that we have to news. On social media, there is no talk, but is there, when you look at all of the things, you hear talk radio programs always referring to what's on Twitter, we have what's on Facebook, what's on Instagram, and that becomes part of the conversation on the air rather than phone calls. So there's almost unlimited exposure if you're running a pretty good radio program that asks questions and gets people to think. You're going to get a lot of response, right? Isn't that what's going on? Now, do you think that that's an important ingredient in a good talk radio program?
I think social media is an important ingredient in any business. So certainly a communications business like a talk radio. Of course, it's a major component in the process. But social media, one of the big myths, you know, we still linger in the past. We think of social media as an alternative, as an underground, as a secondary venue to mainstream media. But no, social media is an arm of mainstream media. Social media is the norm. Social media is mainstream media. That's something we don't have. We haven't fully digested that reality.
Well, thinking about the reality of the news media, so-called news media, the social media, for me, what I look at, it's fascinating because it looks like they're all trying to jump down the rabbit hole to the lowest common denominator, which is outrage and fear. That's kind of what, you know, once in a while...
That's because they're obsessed with clicks and pops and looks and listens and ratings and, you know, everything is clickbait. When you're overly concerned with ratings for their own sake, and think there's only one way to do it through outrage, you know, through red meat, well, then you're going to take the rabbit hole down to the lowest common denominator. Ratings and attention can be garnered by going for the highest common denominator, but you don't even hear that term in the lexicon.
Yeah, how
because
so?
Intelligence is a big market. The intelligent and the good are underserved in America.
They sure are. Then you're sort of underscoring what I said about the race to the bottom. So yes. Here we have guys like John Tesh, who does basically it's a talk show with music, but his business, his whole theme is to bring people interesting information that has nothing to do with anything except how to make your life better. Right? That's kind of what it is.
Well, that's his shtick.
It's his shtick. Right.
Whether he accomplishes that is another issue, but yes, that's what he says he does.
Mm-hmm. So he's not racing to the bottom, though. He's doing what other people do, trying to get ratings and sell advertising. But
he took a different approach. He's packaging the idea that intelligence is important. So you're intelligent because
intelligence
I'm telling
for
you
your life.
That 20% of the public is eating the wrong food.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's probably more than that. Yeah, right, exactly.
And then, in other words, it's a package. I'm not, I don't mean to be disparage him.
No, he's a good guy.
Just because you say you do something doesn't mean you're really doing it.
Mm-hmm. So then how do we know? Are we developing people who are more critical thinkers, or are they, because of what I've just described as what seems to be the race to the bottom with social media and news media, are we creating a bunch of dolts instead of people?
I think that rhetorical question is the answer. That's the question that we should be exploring. I don't have the answer to it, but that is the question.
But there must be an algorithm for it somewhere, Michael.
Yeah, well, algorithms are nothing more than dumb in, dumb out. I mean, you know, the algorithms don't come from God. They come from manipulating people, putting code into computers.
There you go. All right, more coming up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 28 past the hour.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top House panel will hold a hearing this week on the deadly mass shooting in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. The Democratic-led Oversight Committee will hear from a number of witnesses, including Maya Cirillo, a fourth-grade student at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. A gunman killed 19 students and two teachers before being shot dead by law enforcement. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Republican Senator from Pennsylvania Pat Toomey, who is among the senators involved in bipartisan talks regarding gun safety, explains what lawmakers are still hammering out and what could be included in the gun law proposal.
This is a moving target, if you will. We're still in discussions, and we are still trying to figure out exactly what mechanism is going to enable us to get the votes that we would need.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
At the Boston Conference on Cybersecurity, FBI Director Christopher Wray says China, Russia, and other countries could be hiring cyber criminals for attacks. He says they found Iran-sponsored hackers trying to launch an attack on Boston Children's Hospital.
We were able to help them ID and then mitigate the threat. And quick actions by everyone involved, especially at the hospital, protected both the network and the sick kids.
According to AAA, the 100 deadliest days of summer are here.
AAA has some advice for parents during the 100 deadliest days for young drivers. That's the time span between Memorial Day and Labor Day. The Auto Club suggests parents talk to their teens about the dangers of speeding, driving drunk, and distracted driving. They also say one of the best things parents can do is teach by example. AAA says more than 7,100 people died in teen-related summertime crashes from 2011 to 2020. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Explosions are being heard around the capital of Ukraine as Russia steps up missile attacks on the region. The mayor of Kyiv says the explosions came after Ukrainian armed forces launched a counteroffensive against Russia in eastern Ukraine. Some officials say the Russian bombardment appears to be targeting a railway network in Kyiv. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Four past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an inspiration for those who are big, would we call them rabid fans? Rabid? Maybe it's a little bit too much, but people who are really excited about listening to good talk radio shows. And then we get into the definition of what is a good talk radio program. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We've gone through some of the stories in the People List. I'm Doug Steffen here to sort of cajole Michael into getting out more from him than he wants to give.
Is that the way it feels?
Well, sometimes. Anyway, it's okay. No, I think that there is, you have so much knowledge and experience. I mean, I've been around for a long time too. I have specific knowledge and experience that pertains to me, my career, what I've done on the radio. You, however, had the experience of knowing all of these people that are a part of the business, knowing all of the stations that are a part of the business, knowing how the business runs, and so that all packages up together to a pretty interesting experience that you can talk about. And that's, again, what people want to hear are good stories. And, man, you got plenty of them going to these conventions.
Yeah. If I had the time, I would write a book. That's the one thing I haven't done yet. Everyone says, write a book.
Yep.
I don't have the time to write. I don't want to write a book unless it's a good book. I don't want to write a book unless it's original and has a different angle than most books. And frankly, I don't have the time to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I have the ability to do it. You say I'm an interesting person and that you want to get more out of me. One of the things that I try to regulate in terms of my own talent, if you will, is not to be obloviating, you know what.
Expert. Commentator.
Yeah, I don't want to talk too much. I think that we all talk too much. As a matter of fact,
how do you do a talk show if you don't talk?
That's the point. The point is you have to know when to talk and when not to talk. We have to be good listeners as well. Mm-hmm. It's not
that's
easy
what makes
to
a good talk
this.
Show host is yeah. being a listener. I'll remember, and you can too, both radio and television personalities. They'd ask a question and they wouldn't listen to the answer. They had the next question written down, and in the answer to the first question was the answer to the second question, but they didn't hear because they weren't listening. So they asked the second question, and the person who's answering the questions, if he or she is perceptive, will nicely say, "Well, as I was saying, yada yada
right.
yada."
Oh, you hear that all the time.
Yeah.
The key to being a good interviewer is to be able to pivot away from your next question and have what's known as the follow-up. I have a little joke I always say, you know, "Welcome to the Michael Harrison Gardening Show. Today, our guest is one of the leading experts on how to grow cucumbers in your garden, Joe Blow. So, Joe, what are the latest techniques in growing cucumbers?" "Michael, I don't want to talk about cucumbers right now because there's an asteroid about to hit the Earth in about 10 minutes, and it's going to blow us to smithereens." "Very interesting. And how about tomatoes? Do you think that..."
The best way to grow cucumbers, by the way, put carrots beside them. That's how you
I had to ask you, right, of course, Mr. Agriculture.
Yeah.
But you hear it all the time.
Yeah.
That the person is too prepared and too rigid. You've got to be able to go in a different direction if the circumstances of the conversation warrant it.
People will say to me when they, you know, I'll do an interview for maybe the Farm Show or sometimes for the Good Day program, and they want to know what I'm going to ask them. And I say, I don't know what I'm going to ask you. I won't. If you have to have a list of questions to come on the program, forget it. Because I don't know what I'm going to ask. You're an expert in this field. You should be able to answer the questions. So when we get started, I'll think about, as I'm talking to you, you know, what do I want to know? But I'm not going to tell you ahead of time because I don't know ahead of time what I want to ask.
But even telling ahead of time changes the nature of the conversation.
Of course it does.
You want to hear what the person is thinking on the top of their head. What is their natural response? We get that a lot at the convention. There are a lot of people, what are they going to ask me? You know, or worse yet, I'm calling on behalf of my boss. He or she wants to know what questions are they going to ask on the panel.
Who knows?
You're the CEO of a big company. You should not be afraid that somebody's going to ask you a tough question. And one of the things a lot of people just don't have the ability to say as part of their answer is one of the most honest and well-received answers of all, and they're afraid to say it. It's, "I don't know."
Mm-hmm.
"I don't know. I'll have to think about
that." That's what you say when you're in court and somebody, a lawyer, is asking you a question. "I don't know." Amber Heard should have done a little more of that this week. Do you believe that verdict? Do you believe?
I do. I believe it because it makes sense. A pox on both houses, per the jury. And the reason that Johnny Depp was awarded more money than Amber Heard is not because they thought he was righter than she in terms of he said, she said. It's because in a lawsuit of that nature, it comes down to how much financial damage did the situation cause, and he is a bigger moneymaker than she. Therefore, they found he deserved more money than she did, but they were both, according to the jury, equally culpable.
We were talking earlier about health and food and stuff. I would like to see, can we create a new radio format that makes us happy? All we talk about is love, sex, and food. Can we do that?
Let's come up with a format. We get samples from
whatever.
From advertisers.
Yeah, let's hope so. Number 10, in addition to being the Johnny Depp Amber Heard verdict, is the story of the Queen's Jubilee. She's going to miss the service of Thanksgiving at the cathedral. 70 years she's been the queen, but she's apparently experiencing some discomfort.
She's been on the throne for 70 years.
Bada bada boom.
Go on. I didn't say anything.
No, of course you didn't. Anyway, so the queen has had the parades this week, and People love in America to talk about the monarchy. They really love Her Majesty. Don't they? I mean, the look at the interest that those TV shows and movies have had, The Queen, The Crown, and whatever other shows there are. And so, as we do this program, there's a big celebration going on.
But as Mr. T would say, I pity the fools. I am fascinated by the royal family, but I also pity them. They're born into a life of being Disneyland figures.
Yeah, yeah. And look at what toll has taken. Unless you've got the chutzpah that William did to marry Meghan Markle and to take a leave of his duties, quote unquote, move to America and raise your family the way you want to. Listen, that takes a lot of balsam too, it seems to me. Nothing less inspiring than thinking that Charles will be the next king.
Well, I mean, I really don't want to get inspiration from the royal family. I'm fascinated by them, but I find also the institution of the monarchy to be out of step with the times. And when the queen is gone, which eventually she will be, I can't see the monarchy existing anymore in modern days. No. Yeah, they're going to have to tone the damn thing down if they want to keep it as a functioning part of the unwritten rules of how they govern the country. Mm. That's really what it comes down to. It keeps the politicians at bay that there is this higher order of power that really has no power. It's a fascinating... Oh, I wish we had hours to talk about this.
$64 million a year budgeted for the Queen. That's
there's a reason for it. But it's not like they're stupid and they love the Queen. There is a whole psychological...
Right, they're hanging
emotional.
On to something. That's a very astute observation. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I have a reminder from the folks at Calitrin about how you see yourself. When you get up in the morning or you go to bed at night and you're naked and you stand in front of a mirror, do you like what you see? Right? I mean, that's what you think about it.
You're standing in front of the mirror and you're naked. My God, that's a nightmare.
Well, so why don't you do something about it then?
Get rid of the mirror.
Yes, of course. That's it. Throw that mirror out. That's the way to fix the problem.
Get a new mirror. That's what people do.
Yes,
I'm sorry,
one of those mirrors from the circus that shows you in a different form.
Go on.
Anyway, years from now, if you are not happy with the way you look at the moment, you're going to be less happy if you don't do something about it. So don't disappoint yourself. After all, you need to be your own caretaker. And if you have that extra weight that's hurting your heart, hurting your lungs, hurting your joints, Calitrin is there to help. Calotrin, the all-natural way, the number one choice for all healthy weight loss ideas. 25 years in the business. The doctor and his wife, who was a nurse, and a couple of other folks put this together, this formula together, being used by millions of people around the globe. It's the ingredients are simple, straightforward, all natural, and by the way, guaranteed to keep the weight off or you get your money back. I like it because it keeps the weight off. It's a lot of ways of losing weight, but this is the way to keep it off. So go to toploss.com, satisfy yourself with all the information that's there that you can talk to a dedicated counselor at toploss.com. You can do a little chat with them, find out more about the product line. And unlimited, this is the last weekend, if you will, of the Memorial Day special. You buy at least three and get an equal number, as many as you want. 30, you get 30 free, all that stuff. It's really an amazing formula, amazing company with amazing results. Get them to help yourself live long and prosper. How about that from a movie? Take your cue from me. I've done this myself. I like what it does for me. It'll help you, too. You'll like it. Go to toploss.com. I use the Doug Steffen code to check out. You don't have to pay for shipping. And you'll also have the exposure to this great unlimited offer right now at toploss.com.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there that's going to make sure you get the right product for you, make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil, PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so of all of the things that we've talked about this week, I think under the circumstances, I look around and I see Dr. Oz's name, and I wonder, what is this? why does this guy want to be a senator after all the success he's had on television?
Maybe he's just a megalomaniacal egotist.
Or
maybe
does he really want
to
help?
He wants to, or maybe he wants to make a difference in this world and give back for all the wonderful things he has received.
That's very philosophical, Mike. Thank you for that.
I want to give back. Don't you love that? I want to give back. Whenever people say, I want to give back, I wonder.
All right, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back at 53 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. The talk radio world is interested in what's going on. By this time next week, you will have had the, 25th installment of the
annual Talkers Conference, right? 25 in a row.
So, and who comes? What do we do? I mean, I say this for the audience, even though the audience to this program is, this is a core group of people. I have always maintained over the years that we've done this program, Michael, that people who are listening to this program not only interested in the issues, but the hosts and what goes on behind the scenes and the things. And because this convention has taken place every year for 25 years, and talk has been around longer than that, the idea of all of us who do this for a living getting together and hashing out what the business is about. What do you think, when people read in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com about this stuff, I'm sure you can feel, I mean, I'm interested to know what people think. And by the way, it's at Hofstra University in New York, which is quite an interesting venue. You went there, right? You went to Hofstra.
Yeah, I graduated from Hofstra, and I'm a charter member of their Radio Hall of Fame, and I'm on the Dean's Advisory Board in their communication department, so in their School of Communication. So I'm deeply connected with Hofstra. Don't want this to sound like a commercial for the event because it's sold out and it's closed to the public. So this is not, don't go running to Hofstra, folks, to go to this.
But you will put this thing up online at Talkers.
It'll be after the fact, after the fact. It won't be live, but what we try to do, of course, it's all, you know, technological, hope nothing goes wrong. But what we do every year is we record the sessions. Of course, a lot of the action takes place in the hallways, you know, on the sessions. But the sessions are all recorded. And for people that listen to this program, it's really an insider's delight because you get to see what the talk radio people, the people who are the hosts, the people, the producers, the owners of stations, the general managers, the networks, people from every end of the talk media industry, not just radio, but TV and podcasting as well, what the current issues are and what the different points of view within the industry happen to be. And because talk radio is so involved in the fabric of day-to-day life in America, it kind of reflects where we're at culturally beyond just the business of this medium. You can't be in the business of this medium without being in the business of America and its people. So it's a tremendously impactful gathering. It has consequences that ripple out into all other parts of American life because the people at this meeting are extremely influential. They're thought leaders. They're captains of communications industries. And it's an amazing thing. This is a 25th annual one, but you know we had six of them before this that had a different name and a different orientation. So we're actually past 30 national conventions with talkers.
We used to have a group, a talk radio hosts group, that was the precursor, I suppose, in a manner of speaking of this. And some of the real characters in the early days of talk radio becoming as significant as it is.
Great days.
They were great. The shows that were, and I don't mean to go down memory lane here, because I think it's better for us to pay attention to the people that are going to be an important part of this, who are an important part of the media. Jeff Katz, for example, who is somebody who's been around. He's sort of settled in to WRVA in Richmond, so he's now great. He's always been kind of a character wherever he was. I remember when he was on RKO in Boston. And he was...
He was a bad boy, and he's become a good boy. He's receiving... This bad boy that used to be controversial and cause all kinds of problem is receiving at this convention the Humanitarian of the Year Award. Larry Young, who we talked about a couple of weeks ago on this program, is receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award. Mandy Connell out in Denver is getting the Woman of the Year Award. And the person who is currently under arrest and facing charges, a trial with the FBI wants to put him away for 20 years, Ian Freeman of Free Talk Live the Freedom of Speech Award.
You know, people, when I got this memory of going back to when G. Gordon Liddy got the Freedom of Speech Award, why did you give it to him?
You and I didn't talk for over 2 years as a result of that.
I know, that was a tough time. But there are other characters who you need to be a character, I think, to be a part of this business, and that's kind of what we salute here. So you'll be able to watch.
In the business? You and I are not characters. We're so normal and boring.
I know, isn't that wonderful? Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, so you'll check it out at talkers.com along with a weekly list of the stories and the people. You can follow the convention there as well.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.